the storm of poverty, so very real, so overwhelming, relentless, sucking all life from us. It's when we feel that we have no hope, no way out, no options. It's in that moment that people need us, the local church, that people need us as Jesus's representatives to step into the chaos, into the mess, into the storm, and to calm it, to speak up for those who can't speak for themselves and say, be still. And that's exactly what we do within Christians Against Poverty. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Dan read these words to us this morning in John chapter 15. Whoever abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You see, it's with God, closeness to God, resting and walking in his presence, reading his word and praying and abiding with him, he enables us to bear much fruit, to be more like Jesus. But apart from him, separated, distant, distracted, we can't do anything, nothing. It is only with God that we will see goodness, change, and the bringing of his kingdom. And within CAP, that's something we're acutely aware of and committed to. We know that it is only by remaining Christ-centered in all that we do that we will make sure that we never lose our commitment to root all of our work on a firm foundation of prayer and God's word, and that walking in step with his will we see CAP bear fruit. And I'm delighted to say that we do. Right the way across the United Kingdom, CAP has been growing as we've seen service after service open, both nationally and indeed locally here in Northern Ireland. If you've heard of the work of CAP, then you're probably most familiar with our debt advice service, the work that Dan and his team do. Each year, we lift the burden of unmanageable debt from thousands of families. Families have got into really difficult situations, who can't afford to eat, to heat their homes, to buy their children's school uniforms. Families where the stress and anxiety of debt is so crippling, so overwhelming, that over a third have seriously considered or attempted suicide. I find that both shocking and heartbreaking. But families, I'm delighted to say, with our love and care and help and support, are able to build a way out of debt, are able to get in place a debt management plan to begin to pay their debts back and see a hope, see a future, start new life, and eventually become debt-free. And they do. They do go debt-free and stay debt-free. 93% of our clients remain debt-free after working with us, which is just incredible. You see, no, we're not here to put a short-term solution in place. We're here to offer something long-term, something sustainable, something life-changing. And it's from our debt work that we launched some other services to help tackle some of the other bigger issues associated with poverty, unemployment, and addiction. And from that, we've had our CAP job clubs and release groups born, again, reaching out to those within our communities the most need of help. We've also launched our newest service, which is known as CAP Life Skills, which seeks to help people with decision-making and developing coping resources to make better life choices. Here in Northern Ireland, we have a network of 21 debt centres right the way across the province. So it doesn't matter where you live, what your postcode is. If you ring our free phone number, somebody just like Dan will come into your home and meet you in the middle of your storm, draw alongside you and begin to show you that there is a hope, that there is a future and there's a way out of your situation. We've also got a network of 9 job clubs, 6 release groups and 3 life skills groups, all of which not only provide a practical response to the very difficult circumstances that people find themselves in, but that meet people with the love and grace of Christ and desire to see them find true freedom, freedom in a relationship that can only be found in Jesus. So in the first half of this year, I'm delighted to say that here in Northern Ireland, we've seen 50 people come to faith, come to know Jesus through the work of CAP, through local centre staff like Deirdre, Dan, Brian, drawn alongside those most in need and offering comfort and hope and sharing Jesus with them. And what a privilege for us that we get to be part of this, that we get to see this fruit, see lives transformed and hope brought into reality. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. That's what we read in John 15, that we give God all the honor and glory for reaching people for him and with him and prove to be his disciples, true followers of Christ. Because that's what we're all called to do, isn't it? You and me, to go. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And through a CAP service, we get the very real privilege of being able to do this, reaching people for Jesus and making disciples. And that's something I personally have had the privilege to do through being part of a CAP job club in Willowfield Parish Church in East Belfast, a job club doing exactly the same as the club that you guys have here. I don't know if you've ever been out of work yourself, but if you'll have, you'll know how tough it is, and the longer it goes on, actually the harder it gets. Being unemployed affects every area of our lives, how much money you have, what you can afford to eat or do or go, how you spend your time, and actually part of your identity, because often so much of who we are is caught up in what we do. If you think about maybe when you meet somebody for the very first time, often a question we naturally ask is, so what do you do? Do well, you see, I used to. I'd like to get back into what I am trying to. Not having a job can strip us of our identity. It can affect our confidence, our self-esteem, and how much we value ourselves. And the longer we're out of work, the more we start to think that we don't have anything to offer. And the more rejections we get, we definitely don't think that we have anything to offer. And so we think, well, what's the point? Why even bother trying? And it can eat away at you. This is how Tom felt when I first met him at a CAP job club. He'd been out of work for about 3 years, had unfortunately gotten in trouble with the police and had a criminal record. He didn't believe that he deserved another chance. And if he thought that, he was like, well, why will an employer ever give me another chance? His marriage had broken down. He had no money. And he was really nervous. He found it hard to talk to us, to even maintain eye contact. Things felt very hopeless for him at that point. He was the middle of his own storm of shame, despair, and hopelessness. And that's where a CAP job club gets to step in. We are there to provide very real and practical support to those who are unemployed, to help them to improve their confidence, to believe in themselves, and to help them to be able to communicate all that to an employer so they could actually get a job. And through the network of clubs that we have across Northern Ireland, we've been able to help hundreds of folks, people who've maybe been unemployed for a short period of time, or those who've been unemployed for 5, 10, 20 years. And that's done through things like maybe helping somebody put together a CV or interview practice, but mainly just showing up and showing people the love of Jesus, drawn alongside them and listening to them and encouraging them. And through being part of a job club, folks get to become part of a community. One of the biggest issues with unemployment is the loneliness and isolation that folks experience, especially those who are long-term unemployed. So if you get to come along to a CAP job club, you're going to find friends, you're going to find community, and you're definitely going to have something to eat. I'm pretty sure that no Christian endeavor has ever been successful unless it's been built on a firm foundation of cake. So pretty much all of our job clubs have cake or bacon rolls or soup or sandwich. And we just get to know people by sitting around the table and chatting, meeting people where they're at and seeing how we could pour into their lives. You see, we try very hard to make our job clubs nothing like what people have ever experienced before, where they feel so welcomed and valued, encouraged, supported, and loved. Why? Why would we do this? Because Jesus has told us to. We read, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Love. That's what makes the difference. Love. That's what many people have never experienced before. Love. That's what makes our job clubs totally unique. that every person who walks through the door realizes that they are worthy, that they are valued, and that they are loved. That through an encounter with our Job Club team, they are actually encountering the love of Jesus. Jesus goes on to tell us, "You're my friends if you do what I command. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." Friends, that Jesus would call us his friends, and all that we have to do, follow his commands. That he would share with us everything that he has heard from Father God, all of that detail and information. And what is the most important thing for us to do in this? Love. To choose love. To choose to love when it's easy, but most importantly, to choose to love when it's difficult. To love those people that we think are difficult to love. I don't know about you, but I often think to myself, am I difficult for God to love? He knows me, all my feelings and my shortcomings, and yet he still loves me. And you see, that's the beauty and wonder of grace and unconditional love, that God loves us in ways that we cannot yet really comprehend. And if only we could show just a drop of that love to those who don't yet know him, in practical and real ways, through word and through deed, then imagine the lives that we could see transformed in our communities, the lives that you are seeing transformed in your communities because of the CAP services that you have. When Keith first came to our job club about 2 years ago, he'd been unemployed for about 10 years. He'd been made redundant from a job that he really loved, and never saw that kind of coming. And from that, depression and anxiety spiraled for him and he became lonely and isolated. But he finally did build up the courage to come along and join us at Job Club. As the weeks went by, we got to know him and got to understand the challenges that he were facing and just draw alongside him and love him and support him. We're able to do things like bless him with a hamper at Christmas time, just like you guys do for your CAP clients. One of our volunteers, Richard, would take him out for a coffee and just spend time with him and get to know him. We'd invite him to church. We'd pray for him, just love and support him and give him our very best. Last autumn, we invited him to like a pizza party that we had for all of our clients. And at the end, one of our regional evangelists gave a message that Keith responded to, that he felt the call of God in his heart and he made a decision to give his life back to God and invite Jesus into his life. Sadly, Keith's situation got worse this year and he was made homeless and had to move into a homeless shelter in Belfast city centre, which really was pretty grim. Also, tragically, his brother had an accident and ended up in ICU on life support machine with a very bleak prognosis. Keith was devastated, and his brother were like peas in a pod, really close, and it was a really difficult time for him. But Keith, who had never shared his faith with his family before, found the boldness and confidence to pray out loud for his brother in that coma in front of his siblings, to read the Bible to him, and to trust in this new fledgling faith that he had. But it was really difficult. It was really hard for him to understand why these things were happening. And we just tried our best to love and support him through that time. Keith was finally allocated a house by the housing executive, and it turned out to be just 2 minutes away from where he lived previously. So he was absolutely delighted. We were able to help him move house, use the van from church, provide him with some goods, and just try to start to get him settled. His brother, well, unfortunately, they had to make the decision to turn the life support machine off. And to the utter disbelief of the doctors, his brother breathed. And bit by bit, he came round from his coma. An absolute miracle. And just 2 weeks ago, Keith came bursting into Job Club. We were getting finished up and packed up. And he, "Are you still there?" arrived in the door. "Keith, it's okay. Take a seat. You'll never guess what," he said. "I went to an interview this morning and they're just off the phone. They've offered me a job." His first job in 10 years. The look of joy beaming from him. I was just speaking to him on the phone yesterday. He's now done 2 full weeks of a job. He tells me he's absolutely exhausted, but he's delighted to be exhausted. No better thing to be tired than from working. You see, amazing, isn't it? God's incredible love for Keith the whole way through that story, and the amazing opportunities that we had to love and care for him and ultimately lead him back to God. And there's no greater privilege than that, is there? That God might use us to build his kingdom and lead his people home to him. And that Keith would then go and live out his faith in a real and visible way to his family and friends. Absolutely amazing. These verses from John never fail to leave me in amazement. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide so that whatever you ask in the Father's name, he may give it to you. You did not choose me. I chose you. That God would choose us, that he would handpick you and me for this work, knowing us, all our faults and our failures, and yet he would still choose us. I don't know about you, but I find that staggering. I choose you and appoint you that you should go and bear fruit. So if God has chosen us for this work, what should our response be? How will we respond to this call on our lives to go and bear fruit? How will we be more like Jesus? How will we love others, show kindness and gentleness? How will we reach into the lives of those in our communities who are in the middle of a storm, those who need hope and freedom? How will we share our faith and tell people about Jesus? What will our response be? One of the real highlights for me in being part of the Job Club in our church has been when a young man called Curtis got baptized. His father, Terry, had been unemployed for a really long period of time, actually, and made his way to our Job Club. And we got to know him over the weeks and months. As we got to know him, we said to him, oh, you should come to Alpha, and invited him to Alpha. And he said, no, thank you. And we invited him again the next time we had an Alpha course. Oh, you should come to Alpha. No, thank you. And then we invited him a third time, and he said yes. So I think there's definitely a lesson there about continuing to always keep inviting people to Alpha. But Terry finally came along to Alpha, and it was on a Thursday night, and the Job Club was on a Friday morning. And he'd come in on the Friday morning just all full of chat, all about Alpha, telling us all about the talk he'd listened to and asking questions and just brimming over with wanting to know more about this faith. And it was brilliant, and we got to have some really brilliant chats with him that led us to a point of being able to say to him, Terry, what's holding you back from being a Christian? To which he said, nothing. And that Friday morning, we had the absolute privilege of leading him in a prayer to give his life back to Jesus right there and then. And you see, the change in Terry was immediate, transforming, so much so that his son noticed this and was like, what is this all about? What's this church business? Who is this Jesus? And he wanted to find out. So he started coming along to church as well. And you see, then he gave his life to Jesus and became and got baptized as well. A whole family, a new generation, completely changed forever by the power and the grace of Jesus. Just amazing to see. And these guys continue to come along every Sunday, and they're just starting to become part of the fabric of our church family. And that's exactly the sort of transformation that you guys are seeing here too, that you're seeing through your CAP Debt Center, through your CAP Job Club. Families and individuals being rescued from the storm of debt and unemployment, from shame and despair and hopelessness, into a hope and an eternal hope, a hope that sees them start a new life with Jesus, just like Kylie and Gareth, a couple, a family forever changed by the services that this church provide, forever changed by the transforming and healing love of Jesus. So this morning, I want to say to you, thank you. Thank you for continuing to reach into your local community and be ambassadors for Jesus. Thank you for having a heart for those the most in need, for wanting to care and to love. Thank you for showing that real love and compassion and generosity to those who really do need it. Don't ever, ever underestimate the impact that CAP services have to folks out there in the local community. So thank you. Thank you for choosing to partner with us and to offer these life-saving ministries here in Carmony. It really is our very great pleasure to stand alongside you and watch what God is doing through you as you reach out into your local community. I know that Dan and Deirdre would be really keen to chat to anyone this morning who perhaps has listened to what we've been talking about and thought, yeah, I'd like to get involved with that. I've heard the whisper of God this morning saying to me, you've got something to give in this. So do please come and speak to these guys. You don't have to be able to serve every single week or go into people's homes. Dan tells me he's a load of things that you could get involved with. So absolutely do take the time to talk to him. If you felt a nudge, a stir in your heart this morning about how you could get involved. Perhaps you're going through your own storm at the moment. Life throws up a whole range of heartbreaking, difficult stuff that we each can walk from time to time. If that's where you're at this morning, don't leave today without talking to somebody. I know the guys from the prayer ministry team would absolutely love to pray with you. Draw alongside them and let God walk with you closer as you might be walking through that storm. Thank you so much for having me come along this morning and share something about the work of CAP. It's really been lovely to come and just to share some stories, and hopefully you've enjoyed hearing them. I'm going to hand back to Michael. Thank you.